Continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, as always, we'll let you start with those latest numbers this morning.
Oh, thank you, Brad. On a statewide basis, Arkansas has seen a total of 499,004 COVID-positive cases. Active cases are at 8,096, and that's down 2,762 from last week, so that's a very good trend. Hospitalizations are at 664, which are down 145 from last week. This is about the third or fourth week that all the numbers are looking really good and going down, so that's great news. And on ventilators, we have 188, which is down 37 from last week. Deaths on a statewide basis, we have a total of 7,775. In Baxter County, we have a total of total cases of 5,705, 58 active cases, and we have seen 171 deaths. If you take Baxter County and the five contiguous counties in Arkansas to Baxter County, there's 223 active cases currently, and that's down 51. And 223 in six counties, that's a really good number to see, Brad, so we're really happy. As a system, we have tested 33,556 individuals. We have identified 3,466 positive cases. We have admitted 924 admissions due to COVID. We have currently 14 inpatients, which is down significantly, 4 in the ICU, 2 on ventilators. Employees, we've had 522 employees who have tested positive for COVID. We currently have 4 active cases, and of course they are at home and in isolation. And on the vaccine front, on a statewide basis in Arkansas, there's been 1,348,558 individuals that are fully immunized, which is great. That's 52.7% of the population. That is up 0.7% from last week. And in Baxter County, we're at 43.7% of the population that is immunized. That's up 0.9%. And Baxter Regional has distributed 23,715 doses of vaccine.
Very good. Well, Ron, we hear the hospital put on another successful event yesterday offering booster shots in the community for those who were eligible.
You know, we did, and it went really well. We were at the fairgrounds yesterday. We had a very smooth flow. You were in and out very quickly. We were able to give 1,350 booster shots yesterday, and so that was a great turnout, great event. Several people came and asked if they were eligible because they had their shots back in April of 21, and of course that wasn't enough, April 21, and that wasn't enough time for today's event, and so we are having another event, and I want people to be aware of that. On November 9th of this year, we will have another event for boosters. And so we would encourage people to come out, and hopefully that one will go as well as this one did. Hopefully we'll see over 1,000 people there, and hopefully the flow will continue to go smooth, and we'll get you in and out quickly at the fairgrounds.
Very good. Stephanie, what can you tell us about Merck's new COVID treatment pill that's being submitted for authorization?
Yeah, so on Friday, Merck said that they have developed a drug that reduces the risk of hospitalization or death by around 50%. For patients with mild or moderate cases of COVID. The company plans to seek emergency authorization for the antiviral COVID treatment after the medicine showed compelling results in clinical trials. If everything works according to plan, it could come to market by the end of this year. This drug is administered by mouth, and it works by stopping the replication of the coronavirus inside the body. So it's going to be very similar to Tamiflu, which is the medicine that we take for flu. Merck has already begun production, and they expect to produce 10 million courses of treatment by the end of this year, and of course more doses to come in 2022. But I want to reiterate that this does not replace the need for the COVID vaccine.
All right. A lot of folks asking about flu shots, Stephanie. Can someone get a flu shot if they just got the COVID-19 vaccine or the booster shot?
Yes, you can go ahead and get that flu shot or COVID shot. There is no time frame between those two, so you could even get them the same day if you wanted to.
Very good. Tobias, is there going to be a schedule change for this weekly COVID-19 update?
Yeah, Brad, as Ron mentioned, you know, numbers have kind of started to creep down and stabilize a little bit. So we feel kind of the current state of things that we could go back to monthly. So we'll be back with you next first Wednesday of each month, which for next month will be November 3rd. And also want to remind people, since we won't be on the radio every week, that they can still check out the COVID-19 resource line. That number is 870-508-7001. And again, that's for booking vaccines, infusions, testing, and also get you to our hotline. We'll also have information, as Ron mentioned, you know, our next community event for boosters will be November 9th. That will also be where we'll have information for people to sign up, because you will have to sign up for that next event, and we'll also be putting that information on our website, which is www.baxterregional.org. So if people will just check that out, since we won't be on the radio every week, they'll get all the information they need to know.
Very good. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, you know, Brad, I think you'll relate to this, and hopefully other people can, but I think I know I have watched basketball games before where people, where one team is a fast break, kind of fast-paced basketball team, and then it'll come close to the end of the game, and they'll start to slow it down because they have this big lead in the game, and so they slow the pace down. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, they've lost the game because they're not playing their game. And when I think of that analogy, I look at where we are with COVID. We're ahead. We got to stay ahead, so we don't want to change anything that we've been doing. So we want to remember to wash our hands, wear our mask, watch our distance when we're social distancing, when we're out there in crowds. Be sure to get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, take an opportunity to get those booster shots on November 9th if you need a booster, and just be smart.
Very good. Guys, great information this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.